The Mount Allison Drama Department is tackling a technically challenging true crime play this week with The Drowning Girls, which opened last night and continues through to Saturday at the Moche Fancy Theater in Sackville. CHMA called up director and drama instructor Valmai Goggin to find out more. Valmai Goggin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, congratulations on you know, the opening of the new play. You said that the Moche Fancy Theater will appear as never before. So I guess what's in store for audiences with this new play, The Drowning Girls?
So we're really excited about this transformation at the theater. The Drowning Girls is a play that takes place mostly in three bathtubs full of water. And the water really is central to the story and to the production. So it's been a really incredible challenge for our artistic team, but also for our technical crew to sort out the logistics of water on stage, which is not done often for very good reason. But it makes for a really spectacular theatrical experience for the audience. And we're really excited to showcase our space in a totally different way.
Okay. How many students are working on this production, first of all, I'll say?
So it's a cast of three student actors who play, between the three of them, they play over 20 characters over the course of the show. But in addition to that, we've got another 8 or 10 students who have been working backstage on our crew as stage management, putting together set, props, and costumes for the show. All of the work that we do in the Drama Studies program is led by faculty and staff. But the vast majority of the execution is student volunteer time and labor. So it really is a team effort. And the work that people will see on stage, most of it comes from our students. And we're just incredibly proud of the work that they've done on this one.
Okay, yeah. And I guess they're getting a crash course in this sort of difficult logistics of modern theater, I suppose.
Yeah, they've learned more about plumbing than they probably had to. We try to do shows at the Moche Fancy that sort of support and expand the academics for our drama students, but that also are going to be real draws for local Sackville audiences. Our shows are not just for students, they're for the entire community. And this play in particular, it's, as I said, it's a completely different theatrical experience for the actors, but also hopefully for the audience. It's also a Canadian play written by artists out of Edmonton, Alberta, and it has gone on to be sort of a national and international success story in Canadian theater, and we're really excited to bring it to Sackville for the first time.
Yeah, you've said that The Drowning Girls is becoming a modern classic in Canadian theater. Tell us a bit about the play itself.
So the play is based on the true story, the true life and death of three women, Bessie, Alice, and Margaret, who were all deceived, married, and murdered by the same man, George Joseph Smith, who made his living for a number of years in the 1910s by seducing and deceiving women, convincing them to take out large life insurance policies, and then drowning them in their bathtubs. So there is definitely a dark and gothic undertone to the show, but it's actually a show that's surprisingly full of light and joy. And what happens to these women in the show is that while they were strangers to each other in real life, the play puts them on stage together and allows them to create this really incredible sisterhood. And ultimately, you know, it's a play about justice, and it's a play about giving these women the voice and space that they never had in their lives. And another reason why we really wanted to bring this story to our students and have them experience a play that really centers female voices and female perspectives.
Excited to see it. Now, the play will be on at the Moche Fancy Theater until Saturday. Is that right?
It is, yep. It runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. in the Moche Fancy. Our Wednesday and Friday night performances are currently sold out with very limited tickets at the door. You can still buy tickets online on Eventbrite for Saturday night, or you can come and get a ticket at the door on Thursday, which is our Pay What You Can night, and it's cash only at the door.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks very much, Valmai, and break a leg.
Thanks very much, Erica.
That's director Valmai Gauguin talking about a production of The Drowning Girls, which opened last night in the Moche Fancy Theatre in Sackville. The production will run to Saturday, December 2nd. Friday's show is sold out, but tickets are still available on Eventbrite for Saturday. And Thursday's performance is a pay-what-you-can show, with cash-only tickets available at the door.